Verse 22. This is a thought I had about 3 weeks ago, and I hope that I can bring it forth as the Lord gave it to me. Matthew chapter 6, verse 22 says, "The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness?" And the thought I want to leave with you is blind spot. Blind spot. If you could bow your heads with me. Father, we ask you one more time. Let your anointing be in this service. Lord, speak through my voice. Lord, let this message find good soil. Let this word be implanted, O God, that it will be effective, that it will change, that it will minister. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you right now for your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn to someone and say, "I'm glad I'm here." You may be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Let me just say from the outset, this message applies to all of us. Amen. Me included. As I've said many times before, I think it was Pastor T.D. Jakes told a message about the fact that when Jesus said, "One of you shall betray me," everybody said, "Is it I?" No one looked at the other person and said, "It must be him." They all said, "Is it I?" And today we need to examine ourselves and ask, "Is it I?" The title of my message is Blind Spot. And those of you who have cars, older cars, it may have a blind spot. You know, where the mirror doesn't really show you what's coming up behind you. And you have to actually, in my car, you have to actually turn around. Because if you try and change lanes, you may be in trouble. Because it has a blind spot. I know about my car's blind spot. But there is a dictionary definition. It gives four different descriptions for blind spot. One of them has to do with the nature of your eye. That in your eye, right at the back where the optic nerve comes into the retina, there is a blind spot where if you get something right in that spot, you don't actually detect it. That's probably why God gave us two eyes, because between the two eyes, it's very rare that something is in both blind spots. So there's an anatomical description of blind spot that if you were to look it up, it would say that. There's another definition of blind spot, and it says an area where a person's view is obstructed. You know, that's like the mirror on the car. And some people, they put a little round mirror just to make sure they're covering everything. Now, in some of the newer cars, they got a little light that tells you when something is in your blind spot so you don't have to turn around. Now, another definition, if you were to look in the dictionary for blind spot, it says an area in which a person lacks understanding or impartiality. Lacks understanding or impartiality. And then the fourth definition for blind spot has to do with cell phones. Telecommunications, a point within the normal range of a transmitter where there is usually a weak reception. There's a spot on my road about 200 or 300 yards from my house where the transmitter goes out. And it's really strange because it's so close to my house where if you're on the Sirius or XM radio, it drops out. It's a blind spot. And you go 100 yards either way and it picks it back up. But there is such a thing as a blind spot. Now Jesus in Matthew 6:22, he spoke about the light of the body is the eye. And many times the danger of a blind spot is that we don't know what we don't know. We don't realize that there is a spot of danger that we cannot see. And this is why it applies to almost every one of us. Now, one of the blind spots, I said, could be due to anatomy. And Jesus, in John chapter 9:1, tells a story of a man who was born blind. His blind spot was not due to something he had done. It was not due to a choice that he had made. He was born blind. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. So this is almost like the anatomical blind spot. It wasn't something we had a choice about. Here was a man who could not see, but it wasn't due to his parents. It wasn't due to him why he could not see through his eyes. And his disciples asked him, saying, "Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither hath this man sinned nor his parents." But then he gives a very profound statement. He says, "But that the works of God should be made manifest in him." Now, some people take this scripture and they completely misunderstand what it's saying. They're saying God made him blind so that God could open his eyes. No, that's not what it means. I'll tell you who actually made him blind: the devil. This man was born blind, not of his own fault. He had a blind spot. He had total lack of sight, but it wasn't his fault. Now, Jesus did not say that God made him blind so the works of God could be manifest. But being found in a state of blindness, the works of God could be made manifest. That is the true interpretation of this verse. And we can see that by the fact that in 2 Corinthians, the Bible tells us, 2 Corinthians 4:4, who truly creates blind spots in our life. It says, "In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel," hallelujah, "of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." It's Satan that will create a blind spot in your life because he is setting you up for an accident. You know, when you're not looking, when you're not expecting something, that's when you are in danger of crashing. It's when you don't look over your shoulder. Sometimes you get lazy and you look in the mirror and it's clear and you just pull out, and then you are in danger because somewhere in your blind spot was a car you didn't see. Now, some people, it could be that like this man, it wasn't something they did. They were just born that way. They were born into a family that gave them a direction that created some blind spots. But you know, Jesus had a solution for those who were born blind, those who acquired blindness, or those who still had sight but were blind. He came to destroy the works of the devil. Because it says in 2 Corinthians 4:4, "In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not." And that's the key to a blind spot. It's something we don't know or don't understand. But it's a trap of the devil. You see, 1 John chapter 3, verse 8 says, "He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest." And here's what Jesus was saying about this man that was born blind. He came to destroy the works of the devil. This blindness that had happened to this man was actually because of fallen man's nature. When God created this world, there was no blindness. There was no blind spots. It was perfection. He looked at everything he had created and he said it was not just good, but very good. When God creates a new thing in you, it's not just good, but it's great. It's better than anything that has gone before. God does not create anything but the best. He was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. And whenever there's a blind spot in your life, if you will humble yourself, there is a way that God can shine his light into your life. You know, some people have blind spots due to circumstances. It wasn't that they were born that way. They just went into circumstances and they learned some wrong things so that they can't really see truly what is truth. Some people get pre-programmed in a certain way. And this blind spot does not just happen to people. It happens to organizations. It happens to countries. In 1930, we can see that the whole country of Germany developed a blind spot because they had a charismatic leader who told them to blame the Jews for all of the woes, for the loss of World War I, for the state of the country. They developed a blind spot to the point where they could dehumanize the Jews and exterminate 6 million people. Now we look at that and we say, oh, that could never happen here. Well, it can if we have a blind spot. This is what I'm talking about. A lack of seeing what is truth. Today we hear so much about deception and about fake. And if you were in Sunday school, you heard that it was the seducing spirits. Everything that has to do with a lie. The Bible says he is the father of lies. And he will make you blind if you listen to the wrong voices. Hallelujah. Let's look at this story a little bit more in John 9:1. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man that was blind from birth. And the disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents. Sometimes the blind spot is not of our choosing. It's not that we were looking to be blind. But here is the key. When you have a blind spot, you're in danger. Because what it means that there is an area of your life that you're not seeing truth, that not you're not recognizing that there is danger. I know that I have some blind spots. I know that if I get in my car, I better turn around before I'm changing lanes because my car is not showing me the whole picture. Satan will not show you the whole picture. He'll say, look at the tree, how nice it is. The fruit looks very good. He's not going to tell you about the fact that it's going to kill you. In fact, he'll tell you, no, it'll make you live. It's good for food and it will make you bright and wise. He won't let you know about the blind spot. If she had only looked back and asked her husband, or if he had told her, don't eat of that. That's what God said. You see, there are blind spots that if we act in our own understanding, lean to our own knowledge, we're going to have an accident. Most of the accidents you see is because someone was not looking. They were looking the wrong way. You see, Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. And how does he do that? Because he shines light. Darkness cannot stand light. When you shine something into the dark, it sends the darkness away. In fact, I was reading the other day and it said that darkness can move faster than light. You know what? I think it's scared of the light. It said that a shadow can move faster than light. And I am not going to get into the science of how that works, but that's what they said, that darkness can move faster than light. And I know why, because when Jesus comes, Satan's just got to get out of there. Some people have a blind spot because they don't want to know the truth. They suspect that if they find out something, they're going to have to change. In 2 Peter 3:5, it says, speaking about the people before the flood, it says, for this they willingly are ignorant of. It's very bad when you're willingly ignorant. You know what that means? That the Spirit of God, which is the Spirit of truth, you're rejecting it. It says they became willingly are ignorant of that by the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water in water. The Bible says that the people before the flood knew the truth of creation. They knew there was a God. There was no doubt in their mind there was a God. But the Bible says that they rather served the creature than the creator. They created their own blind spot to the point where the flood came, the Bible says, and took them away. Some people's blind spot is because they don't want to know the truth. They don't want to deal with the truth, because if they had the truth, they would have to change. And they're too comfortable with keeping the blind spot and not finding out the truth of God's word. They believe, and they don't want to know the truth. They believe there is a blind spot, but they don't want to hear the truth. We see that in Acts, we talk about the Bereans. Paul said they were better than some of the others because every time it was preached to them, they wanted to go and find out the truth. We see in Acts 17:10 that it says, and brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. And so there were some people that he preached to that when truth started to be manifest in their lives, they sought out the truth. They didn't just take it from the pastor, so to speak. They went and sought it out for themselves. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind. Some people, they want to know about their blind spots. I want to know if I have a blind spot. I want to know if I've hurt you. I want to know if there's an area in my life that I'm not doing right, because that's the only way I'm going to be saved. It's the only way I'm going to be saved. But you know, most of us, we have these blind spots, and because of that, we're not aware of them. And that's the danger. Blind spots, as I said, don't just happen to people. They can happen to organizations. They can happen to countries. They can happen to individuals, because it's when we think we know we're in danger. That's when a blind spot is dangerous. Romans 11:25. For I would not, brethren, that ye be ignorant. See, blindness comes from ignorance and from unbelief. When we don't want to hear the truth because it goes against what we do want to believe. See, we've already preconceived our channel of how we want to operate, and we don't want to be told the truth because it's a blind spot. We don't want to hear the truth of God's word. Paul's in Romans 11 says, for I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceit. It's when we think we're okay is when we better look out. Jesus said, one of you going to betray me. All of them examined themselves and said, is it I? It's time for us to ask ourselves this question. Do I have a blind spot? Is there an area in my life that I'm not conscious of something, that I'm doing wrong, that I'm not walking according to your will? The Bible says, let a man examine himself. It's time for us to examine ourselves, whether you stand or not. Paul says, I would not you be ignorant, brethren, lest you should be wise in your own conceits. All the last 3 weeks, I've been trying to go in my mind and trying to find out what areas in my life do I have a blind spot that I'm not sensitive to, that I might be offending someone, or I'm offending you, most of all you, God. Maybe it's because I'm, you know, and I'm not going to tell you my blind spot, but I've been examining myself to see what area in my life am I not letting God's truth shine into? What area in my life have I said, I know it all, I've got it all worked out? You see, it's when we think we see that we're blind. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness in part, see, I told you, blindness can happen to countries. Now I'm going to say something real harsh. Blindness can happen to America. When we think we're it, blindness can happen to this country too. Blindness happened to Israel, that Jesus could come, fulfill all their scriptures, and yet they could not see him. Sometimes the very blessing we're looking for, the very way out of trouble, the very direction God wants us to take is right there. But because we're so full of pride, because we have this blind spot, because we have not been submitted, because we're not looking to him, we miss it. Jesus looked at Jerusalem and he wept because they did not know the time of their visitation. They had a blind spot. Paul declares it. He said blindness in part happened to Israel. They had a huge blind spot. I was looking on YouTube the other day and there was this reporter going through Israel and he was just asking different Jews, who is Jesus? And it was just so shocking to me that how far away they were from understanding who he was. It wasn't even close. They weren't even close. I don't even know. He was just a man that the Christians worship. That's what I heard. You see, this is how you can get blind, even though the scriptures foretell even to the place of his birth. That's why, just like the disciples, we have to start to say, is it I? Do I have a blind spot? Do I have a place where there are people I don't love? I think I love, but really, I only love certain people. I only love certain people. I have my besties. I only pray for certain people. I only go to church at certain times. Shall I get harsh? Sunday school isn't good enough for me. I only come to second service. Is that a blind spot? Come on now. Can I get an amen? This is for all of us. I know I have blind spots. That's why I'm seeking. Lord, keep me from secret faults. David prayed, keep me from presumptuous sins, sins I'm not even aware of. That's why the Bible says that no one who says he is perfect, the Bible says he's a liar. We have to have humility. Psalms 19:13, this is where David said, keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright. See, there's some things we don't even realize how we're acting. Sometimes if God would be play back the camera of our life, we'd be shocked. That isn't me. That can't be me. You know why? Because we have a blind spot. That's why we have to hold up the mirror of God's word, because the Bible says that his word is like a looking glass. It can show us our blind spots. I'm sure all of you, before you went out today, you stood before the mirror and you looked like this and you did this and you did this. You know why? Because there's things you can't see. Most of you women did like this. because you got a blind spot. We have to examine ourselves. See, most of us think we love everybody. That's not my blind spot. I love everybody. Really? Really? Let's see if the Lord tests you this week. Let's see if the Lord tests. Oh, I love everybody. I don't have an enemy in the world. I love everybody. Everybody is my friend. Really? See, when you think you stand, that's when you fall. Luke 6:42. Here's something about a blind spot. See, we love to criticize other people. Either how canst thou say to thy brother, brother, let me help you get rid of your problem. Your sin is really bad. I can see it from a mile off. But yet there's a big old beam sticking out of our blind spot. See how we are? That's a blind spot. Let me pull out the mote that is in thine eye when thou thyself behold not the beam that is. Why is that? Because we can't see. We have a blind spot. Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thine own eye. Then shalt thou see clearly to put out the mote out of thy brother's eye. See, some of us have blind spots. Some of us have more than one blind spot. I'm sure I have a few. But you know what I've been doing these last 3 weeks when God showed me this? I've been trying to think, is there areas of my life? Do I allow things that I shouldn't? Am I letting the grace of God be too lenient? Is that my blind spot that I say, well, God understands? The Bible says, let a man examine himself. So how do we cure blind spots? How do we get rid of blind spots? Well, you know what cures darkness? Light. That's what cures darkness, light. That's what we need to do. We have to look about for the light of his word. Amen. Proverbs 30 verse 12 says, there is a generation that are pure in their own eyes. That's the hypocrites. That's the ones that says, nobody saved me. I got it direct from revelation of God. I heard people testify that. Nobody saved me. I almost baptized myself. They got a blind spot. You see, the Bible tells us how to get rid of blind spots. In this story, with this blind man who was blind from birth, there had to be an anointing put on his eyes. Jesus made some salve and put on his eyes. And then there was something for him to do. He had to humble himself. He was still not cured, even though that was put on his eyes. You'll read that Jesus said to him, go and wash. See, there is a humility and a humbling that has to be involved in getting rid of a blind spot. You have to know that you may have a blind spot. And you have to humble yourself before God. And you have to search yourself and humble yourself just like David. God, keep me from presumptuous sins, he prayed. Things I don't even know that I'm doing. Thoughts that I don't even know I've got. Areas in my life that are blind spots where if I pull out, I might get a wreck. It's only God's mercy and his grace that he's telling you, no, don't pull out yet. Because you have a blind spot. And we're so proud sometimes we don't want to look over our shoulder. Because that tells the other car we're about to change lanes. And he might speed up. So we're trying to be sneaky. Come on now, you drivers, you know that. Come on now. You know you don't like looking over your shoulder because that gives it away you're about to change lanes. You got to humble yourself and look over and see into your blind spot. See, Revelation 3:17 says, because thou sayest I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. I'm so perfect. I come to church once a week and I pray every morning and at night. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. That makes me holy. Does it? It's my blind spot. Because thou sayest I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing and knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. This is for all of us. I'm pointing at me. The cure for blind spots is humility. First, we have to humble ourselves. Then we have to confess and admit we may have a blind spot. There may be an area of my life where I'm not got no light shining, where I've got it hidden away, where I'm not got that submitted to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And wherever there's a blind spot, there is great danger. There is great danger. Jesus had to make a salve and put it on his eyes. But that wasn't enough. He then had to go. He had to be sent to the pool of Siloam. And there was a part for him to play. He had to humble himself. Now, Jesus could have just snapped his fingers and his eyes could be opened. But there's always something for us to do to get rid of an area in our life. We have to humble ourselves. He had to actually go and wash in the pool. Hey, where are you going, blind man? What are you doing? Somebody put some mud on your eyes. What are you doing? Are you a fool? He had to humble himself. The master sent me to wash. This is the only way I'm going to get rid of my blind spot. We have to be humble. We have to be confessed. We have to be repented. Hallelujah. We see in the scripture of that story that Jesus went on to say something about the Pharisees. After he healed the man, he said, "You Pharisees, because you say you see, that's why you're blind. Because you say you see, your sin remains." That's the danger of a blind spot. If you could stand with me. If you could stand with me. The Pharisees, Jesus said to them, "It's because you say you know so much. You're a teacher of the law." He said, "If you were truly blind, you would have no sin. You'd be innocent because you wouldn't even know what you're doing. But because you claim to see," that's why this message is for Christians. Because we claim we are saved, we have to be careful that we don't have some blind spots. It's not a shout message. This is a repentance message. This is an examine yourself message. This is a look inside yourself and decide like the disciples. Is it I? Could I have done something? Could I betray him? Could I be the one? They all had something in their lives that made them say, "Is it I?" And until we're ready to say, "Is it I?" we have a blind spot. A lack of humility. We have to humble ourselves. Bible says if we humble ourselves, then he can exalt us. But once we stick at our chest like King Nebuchadnezzar and say, "Wow, look at this church. It's almost full. Maybe it's my great teaching." That's the day I'll be in big trouble. Oh, it's our great singing. "Except the Lord build the house, they that labor, labor in vain." It's not us, not about us. We need to get to the point where we look and say, "Is it I?" And let God's light, let his word shine on that area and clear out the darkness. Jesus said, "If the eye behold, then it's good, but if it's bad, oh, how great is that darkness." He was speaking about our spiritual eyes. Are we condemning others and not looking at the beam in our eye? Are we so righteous that we are pulling out, changing lanes without looking back? Blindness happens to countries, to groups, to organizations, to people. They're all subject to it. The Pharisees, Jesus said in that scripture, read it in John 9. He said, "Because you say you see," here's the danger. He said, "Your sin remains." Wow. Because you say you're the Pharisees and you know so much about the law, your sin remains. What is that saying? Because we have been called, because we have been taught, we have to be careful to not claim we are perfect. We need to look for our blind spot. We need to let God's word wash us and cleanse us. We need to be like the disciples. Is it I? Always staying humble. Always examine ourselves. Not out of fear, but we need, because we're in this flesh. This flesh likes to have its way. This flesh likes to be patted on the back and nice things said. But sometimes that can make our head puff up. We can get prideful. Don't want to look over my shoulder because I don't need to. That's when we have to do like the disciples and say, "Is it I?" We're going to close this service. We've got a great baptismal service coming. But never let us forget about a blind spot. Because they said they were able to see, Jesus said, your sin remained. If you did not claim this, your sin would not remain. Look at how all the people Jesus came to. It was the sick in spirit, the ones who knew they had a problem, like Zacchaeus, who had cheated people. He knew he wasn't anything special. He just climbed up on a tree and said, "Maybe when he passes by, I'll see him." The master knew that Zacchaeus was ready right then to repent. As he came by, looked up in the tree and said, "Zacchaeus, today today I must come and eat with you. God wants to speak to you today, and he wants to tell you in your life today, I want to come and eat with you. I want to come to your house. Are you ready to give up your blind spots to say, Lord, please examine my heart? The scripture says, search me and try my reins and know me. See if there be any wicked way in me. This is what we have to do. He's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. He's not coming back for halfway people, for lukewarm people. He's coming back for a church, a bride that has made herself ready. The only way we make ourselves ready is to start looking for our blind spots. Are there areas of my life? I'm finished. This altar is open. We're going to close. But I want you in the week to come to start examining your life. If you've been going through some things, the devil has been attacking you, he's attacking you in your blind spot. That's where he's going to attack you. That's where the car accident's going to happen. So when you get rid of your blind spot, there are less areas for him to attack. Bible says, let every man examine himself, examine our work, whether it stands. That's what I've been trying to do. Lord, is there areas in my life where I don't know? Now, there's some areas where I do know that I got to do some more. But are there any other areas where I'm not even aware how I'm coming across, who I'm hurting, how I'm looking to some people? Is my witness not what it should be? Am I letting little things go by? Do I cheat on my taxes? It's okay, it's only the government. That's okay. They owe it to me anyway. I'm talking about blind spots. Jesus spoke about spots on your feast. You know, a wedding dress normally has got to be perfectly white, right? If some red stuff, wine got spilled on it or something, that would completely ruin the day. You couldn't take any pictures. God is looking for a church that is spotless. Amen. I'm closing. I really am. Bible says, let us examine ourselves. If you want victory, you want deliverance, you got to get rid of the blind spots. Hallelujah. I open this altar. If you want prayer, if you want to acknowledge that we have blind spots, we're going to close. Father, we just thank you right now, Lord.